Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey, grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. The words that Paul uses in Ephesians 3 to describe the love of Christ are not unique to Paul. I mean, or they're not unique to the Bible in this spot alone. It's not the token reference. What I mean by that is Paul in Ephesians 3:18 says he wants us to lay hold of or comprehend, the Greek word katalambano. He wants us to comprehend the width, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge. If it passes knowledge, how can we know it? We can only know it by revelation. But this is not the first time that Paul's used this kind of illustration. In fact, it's a common thing for Paul. In this passage, Paul puts four sides to the love of God. I'm not going to try to create a theology of four corners of God's love, although you could probably go into some pretty good metaphors in the Word for the four angles by which God moves, and whether it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, north, south, east, and west, the colors in the tabernacle, the animals represented in heaven, at the elder, the man, the ox, you know the story. All that would be fun, well, and good, and for another study. But for Paul, it's interesting to think in these four-dimensional terms, because when he talks about God loving you, he uses every comprehensible angle to describe it. In Romans chapter 8, I'll read from 37 through the end of the chapter to something very familiar to you. Listen to this. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Did you notice height and depth in the middle of that statement? He didn't go into width and length like he will in Ephesians 3, but it's a very Pauline thing to say, trying to describe to you that there is nothing in this dimension that could ever separate you, and there's nothing in the other dimension that could ever separate you from how much God loves you. Now, when he prays for the Ephesian church, he doesn't pray that they love God through height, width, depth, and length, but rather that they katalambano, that they lay hold of the amount of love that God has for them. And so it's crucial to our understanding of God's love to know that the Apostle Paul was not nearly as concerned with making sure the Ephesian people loved the Lord as he was with making sure the Ephesian people knew that Christ loved them. And we've spent so much time in the church trying to get people to love God and show God how much they love him and prove their love for him, and that we've forgotten that the core message of Christianity is not, hey, you come here and love God. It's, hey, let me tell you how much God loves you. And we're so pre-programmed to believe we earn love that we cannot really receive the love of Christ without revelation. It's why Paul says it's beyond knowledge. It passes knowledge, because man can't really wrap his mind around what Paul calls the height, depth, width, and length of his love. We need a revelation of Jesus. I was going to talk more about that revelation today, but I got into trying to describe Paul's literary device. So tomorrow we'll deal with that a little bit. And I really am passionate about the topic of having Christ revealed to us. I think it's one of the most important things we'll ever do, and I'll tell you why tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.